Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Reverse Cowboy.
Welcome to Reverse Cowboy, and I'm the special guest today, Wayne Lineker.
Hi Wayne, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
No, I'm the special guest today, Wayne Lineker.
here he goes.
Who's the real Wayne Lineker? There's two Wayne Linekers.
I'm Wayne Lineker.
Fucking hell, there's three Wayne Linekers.
They're everywhere. We need you to rate our impersonations of you, actually.
All right, this is what you got to do. Yes, girls, welcome to Ocean Beach. You're my special guest today. Got your little wristband there. VIP for you, baby. Let's go.
Yes, girls, welcome to Ocean Beach. Here's your little wristband. Come meet me in the jacuzzi for a cuddle.
That's not bad.
Yes, girls, it's Wayne Lineker, baby. All right. Welcome to Ocean Beach. Here's your wristband.
Listen, they're pretty good. I think yours was a little more laid back. Which is what I am, and yours, you got a bit excited as always.
I get excited. I'm in your house, Wayne.
Yeah, we should tell everyone where we are. We're in Wayne's beautiful house. Thanks for having us, Wayne. It's very sweet of you to let us come to your house.
We'll call it a tie anyway. We'll call it a tie.
What? It's beautiful here.
My winter wonderland.
What do you do all winter? That's what I wanted to ask you.
Well, I'm supposed to be detoxing, but it's not really working at the minute.
Well, it's boring, isn't it?
Yeah. I have all my little medical checkups after the summer madness. And, just in case, you know, I've got to keep me on my health, obviously.
Do you get on it every day at Ocean?
Get smashed, yeah.
Yeah, but because I've done my research, I know you have your green energy juice in the morning.
You know that.
Is that still going on?
I have carrot juice in the morning and I have a green detox every morning, 7 days a week.
Do you honestly think that clears out what you've done the day before, though?
No, it just makes it feel better, mentally.
It's like a placebo.
I'm giving my body some vitamins, which it obviously lacks when I'm at Ocean, etc.
Vodka is a vitamin of sorts.
Absolutely, yeah.
Reverse Cowboy.
What was it like growing up with footballer Gary Lineker as your dad?
As my dad?
No, he's his dad. Gary Lineker is his son.
Someone came up to me last year and said to me, "Are you Gary Lineker's dad?" Like, fuck off.
Well, how old was you, if you don't mind me asking, when you went grey? Because I'd rather go grey than bald, and I'm going bald.
The day you get your first grey hair, go straight to the pub or to a club, get a glass of champagne and celebrate. Mate, it's the best thing that could happen to a man.
Really? No, I'm not afraid of going grey, but going bald, nah. I don't want it.
No, bald's not the one. But you're fortunate to live in a day and age where you don't have to.
You know what you should do, and you're not the first person I've ever had this, little ponytail. Keep it short on top.
And my hair won't grow long enough.
Braided ponytail.
I look like Jimmy fucking Bullard.
I was out with Jimmy Bullard for his birthday a few weeks ago, and he's an animal.
He's absolutely...
He is an animal. But he's fucking uncontrollable, and I thought I was bad, but I kind of turned up sober.
Reverse Cowboy.
We are practically neighbours. I live down the road, so...
You're at Epping, aren't you?
Near Epping, yeah. Just a little bit out in the country from there, but yeah, not far.
You don't act like a country boy.
I grew up in the country, up north, but then I lived in London for a long time. Panicked in lockdown and moved out here.
I was on Celebs Go Dating in lockdown. As you well know. Yeah. What a sketch done by you boys. I tell you, that was funny.
Oh, it was him and that.
Oh,
thing.
Dad, you liked it. But, yeah, if no one's seen it, it's the... my uncle, he was on Uncle Wayne Goes Dating. And yeah, I done my.
I think the Tom Zanetti line was the best when you took off Tom Zanetti.
Who win?
Did you make some good mates out of that?
Yeah, I had a great time there. It's fucking funny. I mean, it's in the middle of lockdown. There's cameras literally everywhere.
You must have had a Wayne. You must have had bang one out.
Can't do anything, bro.
No,
there must be a Wayne Lineker sex tape out there.
Well, me and Tom.
You and Tom.
No, not me and Tom. Me and Tom went in the garden and had a chat about something one day and then took our mics off.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you could have a chat.
Right.
And, I took mine off and Tom never took us off. So they were all sat in the listening room in the office.
Bastards.
All the workers for production company. And they listened to some shit, I'll tell you.
They didn't put it on air though, did they?
No, but some girl came up to me, Ocean, the year after, and she went, you know, you're chatting in the garden with Tom. I had every single bit. I went, oh dear.
But I mean, I guess there must be something in your contract where you say, like, you know, you can't mug me off.
Do you know what? It was never that case. If I was ever embarrassing myself or doing something stupid or whatever, they would say, listen, this is not how we want you to look. We want you to look. Mm-hmm. You don't want to come across well and this, hand it on. So there was never any doubt about that. It was a great time.
It was the dye on your hair black at the end. You look like David Guest. You know who that is?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He dyed his hair black.
That's worrying.
Dyed his hair black for the finale.
No, that was, yes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever tried to suck your own cock?
I've tried, but not in a sexual way, just with the chaps. See,
just for a laugh, yeah.
Yeah. Just for a laugh.
Did you get close?
Absolutely nowhere near.
It's a shame. I mean, we'd all be doing it if we could.
I don't think it's anything to do with the size of my cock. Why did I always think that you were a scouser?
What? Wow. Where'd you get that from? No, I've got beef with the scousers.
Maybe you took a scouser off on one of the videos once and so I just thought you were so good at it.
I do the scouser one quite good, to be fair.
Can you do the scouser? Come, show me.
Fucking joking, aren't you?
Yeah, that's good. That's it.
I've got three scouse voices. I've got that one, which is the classic scouser. Fucking joking, aren't you? Then I've got one called the cab driver, which is... Fucking loads of fucking trannies about. You don't want to go down there. Fucking loads of trannies. Then there's a new one, which is called the Wayne Rooney, where it's like, yeah, she was fucking amazing. Minnie, come here. Minnie. Yeah.
Do you know Ferris? Yeah. My videographer, Ferris. He's a funny fucker. But me and him do scouse voice notes all day long.
Go on, give us a scouser.
I'm not fucking giving you, la. Get your fucking limo out, la.
Okay. He's there. He's there.
They love the fucking limo.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you get people smoking weed in the ocean?
Weed's basically impossible. Because we've got so many security, it's just within seconds it floats, the smell floats, and then you just follow the smell, innit?
I have to ask you, because personally, I'm not a big fan of the royal family. However, your tribute to the Queen, right, it got some people thought it was insensitive. I thought it was brilliant.
I liked it.
I loved it.
Do you know what was weird? I mean, God bless her soul. She passed away the day before, and there was that much controversy in her tribute that I was trending number one on Twitter.
Her own memorial.
The Queen was number two.
Did you choreograph it? Did you tell the girls what to do?
No, I mean, we had a meeting with Gemma and Tony, etc. And we just thought, well, we've got all the costumes and that. We'll do a nice tribute. I think where it went wrong was all the dancers in thongs.
I thought that was the best bit.
Come on. Because they had the Beefeater outfits on, didn't they? You know. Yeah. But I think it was one of them where I think controversy makes stuff go viral because people are entering a debate on Twitter or debate or wherever. And which obviously with the hashtags and this, that, and that put me at the top of the trending list. I got the blame as always, obviously.
Do you sometimes use that to your advantage on purpose, like the controversy to get some traction?
No, I never do anything on purpose. I mean, even that, the famous post I did, the Instagram post about my criteria for a girl, I generally just wrote that for banter. I had no idea how incredibly viral it went. It's like ridiculous. I'm never serious. That's the thing with me. I don't take anything serious.
There's a bad, a great big weather for one of the besties.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
I saw Father Christmas once on his sleigh.
Is it not you?
On Christmas Eve.
What, actually?
No, me and my daughter sat by, used to have this big house in Essex, and there's all fields at the back. And Tia was about, I don't know, 6 years old. And we were looking out the window. There he was.
What, did she remember it?
Yeah, we both remember it.
Was it in the sleigh?
That's beautiful.
He was in the sleigh, going through the sky. He actually was. I was sober as a joke. Tia, oh my God, Tia looked. She went, oh my God, Dad. I went, he's on his way to us. It was one of the best.
That's got to be the most special moment.
And, we speak about it all the time. We actually saw him.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
It was only him and two reindeers. That was it.
What the fuck? Where's
all the rest?
There's only two.
Wow.
So if you think that's a true story about all the reindeers, bollocks, mate. It's only two. I've seen it.
Well, I can't believe that. For me, that's a UFO.
It's not a UFO, it's fucking Santa Claus.
Yeah, but surely you don't actually believe in 12... Well, you must do now. You've seen it.
It was the 24th of December.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Just before she went to bed.
What a magical moment. There you go. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas, everyone, from Uncle Wayne.
Reverse Cowboy.
Wayne, have they never asked you to go in the jungle?
No.
Would you do it?
Yeah, I'd definitely do it.
Would you eat all them slugs and would you get stuck in?
Yeah, I just got to swallow it and take one to the boys.
So have I.
Still the greatest bush tucker challenge to this day, 100 million% is Dean Gaffney. Unbelievable. Google Dean Gaffney.
I don't even remember him being in it.
No, it was years and years ago, probably before you were born.
I bet you like tucking into a bush, don't you, Wayne?
Not really.
Have you ever met Dean Gaffney's brother?
Has he got one?
He introduced us to him last week.
I've introduced the podcast to Dean Gaffney's brother. I've got to be honest, if anyone can be bothered, I know Wayne was on Uncle Wayne Go, fucking Celebs Go Dating in the Mansion, but Dean Gaffney did Celebs Go Dating. That is TV gold.
He was the guy that I called when I found out I was going to go on it, because you're not supposed to tell anyone.
That is TV gold.
I phoned Gaffney, I said, Gaff, don't want me on Celebs Go Dating. He went, Wayne, do it.
What's he up to now? I mean, is he an actor? Does a bit panto?
He's just doing bits, isn't he? What he can. He's doing all right now. He's just gone on that big Champions of the Jungle over there. He's done in South Africa. So that's been filmed. I think he's done really well on that.
Oh, really?
That's coming out in the new year, so that'll shoot his profile back up. But Gaff's a good guy.
What, if you was a black guy, what hairstyle would you have?
Dreads.
Yeah, same. How long?
Short dreads.
Same. Exactly sick. What I said. The short ones to there, like about your ears.
Dyed white. Looks sick, wouldn't
it? Oh, dyed white? Yeah.
Hello, it's Wayne and the Career. You're listening to Reverse Cowboy.
If Ibiza got new, like, leader, does it have a leader, Ibiza? How does it work?
No, it's a mayor.
Have you got him all sewn up?
No.
So if you get a new mayor and he comes to you and he says, Mr. Lineker, absolutely love what you've done with Ocean Beach here. Fantastic for our economy, our tourism. But I'm a cunt, so I'm going to bulldoze it unless you have sex with an animal of your choice. Yeah? Like, which animal would you have sex with if you had to?
Whoa, that's... I've got it. Can I have sex with an avatar?
In the blue avatars.
Oh, they're fit.
Oh, they're fit, aren't they? Yeah. They're like sexy Smurfs. All right, well, yeah, we'll
they're
give
tall,
you that.
They're tall, they're fucking tall.
You know what, though? I think I had my first wank over the Cadbury's Caramel Rabbit. She was so fit, weren't she?
She had a bad accent, though.
Oh,
she
was it a cartoon?
No, it was a cartoon.
Oh, right, yeah.
She had a Bristol accent. Well, can't wank over that.
I was thinking how TV has tried to make rabbits sexy, because it's like the Jessica Rabbit.
But she's more human.
She comes ocean every year.
Yeah, I bet she did. I bet you'd get a few of them.
She's
in
not
there.
Missed it.
Remember when Bugs Bunny used to put lipstick on? He was fit.
No.
He used to put lipstick on and be fit. He was like drag Bug Bunny.
Nah,
Bugs
I'll
Bunny.
Give you one. Betty, the blue Flintstone.
Oh, she's not. The gear she wears.
And I've been watching Scooby-Doo recently. There is one, like the cheerleaderish one.
Yeah, fit, yeah.
Ginger hair in a ponytail.
I fancy cartoons.
You've been watching Scooby-Doo?
I have, yeah.
What, on your own?
No, my daughter watches it, so we watch it.
There's a bad of great big weather for one of the besties.
When I was at school, yeah, everyone used to take the piss out of me because my lips are so big. Now, everyone wants big lips.
Have you had any work done, Wayne? Any?
No, don't be ridiculous.
Look at
really?
Him.
Yes, he winks. No, I'm not going to say that. If someone winks, you don't grass them up for it, do you?
No, I do a little few bit of Botox. Never hurt anyone, did it? I've noticed since I've been drinking that switch from Ciroc to AU vodka, yeah, my skin looks better.
Oh, really?
Because I drink so much of it.
Do you drink every day?
Approximately 13 out of 14 days, yeah.
You're a fine advertisement for partying. You've not told us which animal you want to fuck.
Probably a tiger, yeah.
Cats are sexy, aren't they?
It's sexualised, you are right though, the way they walk.
Yeah, it's sexy.
That is our catwalk model walk.
Male cats have barbed penises, so they're going to prefer to have sex with us.
They have what?
Like barbs on the penis to hold it. David Attenborough told me this.
What a guy. There's one person that I wish came to Ocean Beach.
Mate, he'd have a line of gear and he'd die in the jacuzzi.
Imagine him getting him absolutely smashed. Be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
Reverse cowboy.
When was the last time you cried?
I cry every day.
That's sad.
Why?
Yeah, I'm just scared. I'm an emotional guy.
Do you need a hug? We'll give you a hug, Wayne. Come on, mate. Well, we're going to have a good cuddle with Wayne after this.
I do cry a lot.
I cry a lot as well, yeah. It's
I'm
hard.
I'm so
life,
bad, man. I watched fucking... I cried at EastEnders once.
I mean, I cried once in Sainsbury's. I was on an MDMA come down, a bad one, and I went to Sainsbury's and they didn't have the donuts.
Oh, my God,
when
I'm absolutely smashed, I cry all the time.
I don't want to make this a triangle, but I'm the same, boys. I'm a nervous wreck. Not a
cry.
Nervous wreck. No, but honestly, I look for reasons to be upset. I kind of torture. It's like self-harming.
All my family is the same. We've all got this bottom lip problem. Sean, especially my son, he's like, his bottom lip, as soon as you see that go, you cry with him.
It's brutal, man. Life's hard, isn't it?
Well, that just goes to show you. I'm someone who's got everything you could want. Still fucking feels like that. So, you know, you're not on your own. Anyone who's listening to this who feels upset. And I've carried a sadness for years. Do you know that? And I don't know why. I felt sad for years.
Crying's so good for you, man.
It's embarrassing, though, isn't it?
Depends the way you do it.
Exactly. You've got to do it on your own. I'm one of them. If I'm out of my nut and it's 2-3 in the morning and one of my pals puts his arm around my shoulder and says, are you all right, mate? I'm ready to go. And I've ruined many a night like that. I've cleared many a fucking kitchen.
One of the guys in the band, actually, he put me up against the wall once and he said, if you don't take those hands down, there's a good chance you'll never use them again.
I know we've covered this in a previous podcast, but this is a God's honest truth story, Wayne. I swear on my kids.
Okay, careful.
So me and my missus, about 2 years ago, we're lying in bed and all the kids were asleep and this and that. I've give her a kiss. We've both lied on our backs like that just to fall asleep. And within about 10 seconds, we're both lying there. And in between us, and just so I'm here, she's there. And
me.
In between us, like a triangle. Listen, that weren't you.
All right, mate. All right.
Fuck it. Well, that's a better story.
Yeah, go on.
That is, it was you. But no, it weren't. It was, we literally just shut our eyes and we're waiting to fall asleep and it went. And you could feel the wind in your face. It was fucking loud and it was voluminous and it went... It was a fucking ghost farting in my face.
That was your missus, mate.
It weren't. Wayne, you could feel it in your face and she felt it. And obviously, straight away, we both went, was that you? Like, she said, was that you? I said, was that you?
I saw a ghost. It's a long time ago. But like, I used to live with who's now Tia's mum. Yeah. This is before Tia's mum. with her mum and dad, and they had this really like amazing house, like, but it was old. They had all the stables in there and the courtyard and this and the other. And they had this figurine of a colonel. It's called the Colonel, and it evidently dated back to the during the war times, where they used to congregate in this house.
Not the KFC, Ken.
No.
Sorry, carry on.
No. I love him. I prefer him. I've got him on WhatsApp. Anyway, going back to the Colonel. So I woke up, because I get up a lot in the middle of the night, and I go down for a drink. And I went down to a drink, and the Colonel was there. But he was there anyway, because he's a statue. I'm like, okay, which is normal. He's there. Gone in the fridge, pulled a bottle of milk out, and it started whistling at me. Whistling.
The statue did?
No, the bottle of milk.
All right.
Like, someone was blowing, you know when you blow a bottle? Yeah. The Colonel was blowing.
Fucking hell, I'm getting like, chills. Whoa.
And then all of a sudden, this green thing pops out. I swear now. This green thing says, do you like the Colonel? I don't know the Colonel. I'm going to bed. Went up to bed, that was it.
Wait, man, your brain's beautiful.
Reverse cowboy.
Can I give you one rule for Ocean? It's none of my fucking business. And I know it works. And I know as a marketing strategy it's perfect. But just for the fucking soul, just for your own soul, throw out TikTokers before weed smokers. It's more offensive.
Social media has made Ocean what it is today.
I'd rather smell weed in the air than see someone doing a fucking dance.
Then don't watch it.
What music would you come out to if you was a boxer, Wayne?
Alison Limerick, Where Love Lives.
What, for a fight? Oh, yeah?
For anything.
Really?
For anything.
Do you want it playing at your funeral?
Yeah, it's already arranged. My son's already arranged. I mean, my funeral's not already arranged. Not the date. That's the song that's going to be played at my funeral. Not that I'll ever die.
If nuclear war happened and there'd be a nuclear bomb, right, I reckon everyone would be dead, but you'd be crawling around in the dust at Ocean Beach, like, just like pouring yourself a cocktail.
I would make it, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
The doctors actually, after all my tests, after every summer, they call me a medical marvel.
I want to talk about the fucking song I would have at my funeral, if you don't mind.
What song would you have?
Because I'm a narcissist. I've thought about my own funeral a lot. And I want everyone upset when it's like an old gangland funeral. You know, like horses.
Unfortunately, you're not a gangland.
I know, but whatever. You know, we can dream. It's Mr. Bojangles, Nina Simone.
Great song.
Oh, man. What a great song.
I don't want a funeral.
Why?
Chuck me behind the bins, I don't care.
Just sling you in the skip. And
yeah, just lock like me in. I'm done, it's fine.
I've always been shit scared of death. I remember as a kid realising what it is and that everyone dies. And ever since then, I've fucking dreaded it.
What do you think happens when we die, Wayne?
I think personally, I don't think you ever come back. Nothing ever happens.
Do you think it just goes to black?
You just go to sleep, that's it.
I think the minute your eyes shut, when it goes down to that one little squeak of light, I think that one little squeak of light grows again and you just live again your exact same life. And that's what deja vu is. When it hits you, it's a little glitch.
I think that's optimistic, but
I hope you're right.
Yeah, exactly. I hope.
Will I still own Ocean?
Well, this is the thing.
Will I still open Ocean? Can't wait.
The better your next life is depends on how good you are in this one and the little karma things you do. And it's a nice way to think of it, though, right? Because then it gives you faith for the future.
Yeah, but I don't believe it.
I think a lot of religions have been founded on that idea.
Oh, is that a religion? Am I religious?
Most religions say if you're good in this life, then you get into heaven.
Well, yeah. Or maybe you come back as an animal, and whoever was kindest to animals gets the better light.
Do you know what? You sound like you've just left school, right?
What the fuck? I'm 40 years old, Wayne.
Yeah, I know, but all the theories you've got.
Oh, what? Well, I sound fresh, like...
No, you sound like you've been, like...
mugging you off here.
What? Why? Because that's reincarnation.
It's not going to happen, is it?
Why? What's not going to happen?
When you die, you're dead. That's it. You close your eyes,
you're
gone.
You don't know that. You're never going to die anyway. You'll never know. Yeah. You'll fucking never know, you. No. I'll let you know when I come back. In your next life, you'll have deja vu of me sound old on a minute.
Listen, come back as an animal.
Sound like I've just left.
Depends how good you've been. You got the process.
Karma. Like karma.
You got the tree of good animals.
If you live well, if you do good things in this life, then in your next life, it'll pay dividends.
I've got a question for you. What animal would you be if you've been a really bad lad?
Like a fucking worm.
Like a murderer.
Like a worm.
Really?
Yeah, a mosquito.
Worms might be.
And if you've been a really good one, you've been a lion, for example. Yeah? If you've been amazing, you'll come back as a king of the fucking jungle.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
I think worms probably have a quite peace-free life.
We don't know. We don't know. You don't know. You'd reckon.
I don't want to come back as a lion. I'll tell you why. So I don't want to go in Rhys Oliver's fucking company and him look after me the rest.
Rhys,
the Lion King, isn't it, of England?
Is he?
Who's
Rhys? Love you, Rhys. I promised to get him a mention on here.
All right, yeah.
So you have to put this in.
What, has he actually got lions?
He lives with lions.
Where?
In Nottingham.
We need to go and see him.
You got to go and see him, he's hilarious.
What, is he a...
Is he Lion King?
Yeah, well, I need to know.
He is the UK Lion King. Well, he says he is, but...
That's my favourite film, you know, Wayne, Lion King. Reverse
Cowboy. Who would win in a fight between you and Gary, and who has the biggest dick?
Gary actually, unfortunately, has the biggest dick.
Does he?
Yeah.
Who's got the longer bollocks?
And I've no idea.
Not measured him recently.
No, his dick is actually slightly longer than mine.
Is it?
We actually measured it together, yeah. When we were about 11. But the good news is there's three things that keep growing in your life. It doesn't matter how old you get. Your ears. Gary did well. Your nose and your dick.
Yeah. Your dick keeps growing.
Your dick never stops growing, bro. Trust me.
And your bollocks.
I don't know about bollocks. Why are you so obsessed with my bollocks?
They get longer. I'm not obsessed with bollocks. I'm just saying. That's the one thing that definitely gets longer. Like, old men's bollocks are swinging by their knees. But so I'm going to play you. This is the apparently the England fans absolutely nailing his coming home in Qatar. You know what I mean? Yes, boys. Every single country. If you think that, right, so Qatar have bought a World Cup, built 8 stadiums, built a load of infrastructure, spent hundreds of billions of whatever the fuck the currency is in Qatar on this fucking plastic World Cup. If you probably think for 1 second they're having empty stadiums, which they're looking at, unless they employ them fucking actors, you're wrong. And secondly, and I hate doing this, but I feel like I have to. I am anti-gambling. I hate the fucking gambling in...
I'm the worst gambler in the world.
I think it's absolutely disgusting. I'm a compulsive gambler. I lost everything a few times and I haven't had a bet for years. But if I've ever seen a fucking dead cert, it's Qatar home win on Sunday. Because if you think they're going to buy a World Cup, buy 8 stadiums, spend hundreds of billions of pounds and not buy the Ecuador squad, which will cost you $10 million, Qatar, 5-2, at home, Sunday. If you're on it, you're on it. If you're not, you're not. 100%. And then don't bet again. Have a big amount on it, cash your bet, take your burden on the...
Are you going to take that advice, mate?
No, it's bollocks, mate. It's bollocks.
Well, why do you keep telling me off, Flatty?
You seriously think if England played Qatar, that someone's going to come in the dressing room and say, lads, you got to lose.
No, it's not like that. No, Wayne, no, it's not like that no more. You don't have to even get to the other team. All you've got to do is get one squad on side, so you just pay the Ecuador. The money we're talking, them Arabs, every one of them Ecuador can feed their families for the next 20 generations if they just throw that one game, because Qatar will want to win their opening game. Think about it, it's Ecuador. It's not England.
I'm asking you, what happens if they come against England?
Mate, it would not fucking surprise me. They wouldn't get into the team. England would try their hardest.
Listen, there is not a chance in the world that we would fold.
They wouldn't be able to nibble
the England. They've already got enough money in the world. I think your theory is absolute bollocks, mate.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what ain't bollocks. Yeah, you can't complete buy the bollocks. England team, but what you can buy is the other squad and the VAR room.
Can you buy Germany? No. Can you buy Italy? No.
Only talking about the first game. I'm only talking about
that. What's the point? Because they're going to lose the other two.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about betting on them for the whole tournament. I'm just saying that the opening game, Qatar are not going to.
Anyway, time will tell. Let's see.
The month of football is underway, and we've had a couple of goals in the opening match. There's the man who got them. It's finished. Qatar 0, Ecuador 2.
Can I ask you a question, Wayne?
Yes.
Are you proud of yourself?
Proud of myself. Sometimes I'm proud of myself, yeah.
Do you look at your empire and think, I've done all right?
yeah, I'm doing incredibly well, but that's only because of the people I've got surrounded by me. I mean, I laid the foundations, but, you know, to have people like... I did the work early doors. You know, I used to work so hard, man. You know,
Wayne, not just the way you've answered there, but the way you answered an earlier question earlier, if you don't mind me saying, I detect a sadness, man.
Sad?
Yeah, when you said, you know, like you feel tearful a lot and stuff, like that combined with that, and you say you're not, you pause before, you should be proud of yourself.
He's been humble.
No, he's humble.
I struggle to...
Congratulate yourself.
Yeah, not because I don't believe I've done well, because I have, but... It's not all because of me.
Yeah,
it's because
of
the team, because of my son, because of Tony Truman, because of Maxie, Tony Wheelchair, you know, the people that I've got around me.
Yeah, that's humble.
I mean, I tend to take all the credit for it. And
you're the brand face.
Yeah, I know. But obviously I've done my work and I still work hard to this day. But my work shifted now to social media. Whereas behind the scenes, it's my son and Tony and this, that and the other. The behind the scenes of this absolute monster that we've created is not easy.
Do you know what? I know we ain't got long left, but I've always kind of trolled at that line because I've always, in the last few years since my life's been going a lot better, I've always been lucky enough to say, behind every successful man is a fucking even better woman who allows me to be me and no other one. Oh,
fucking hell, imagine if I had a girlfriend. I'd be
that's
sweet.
What I'm saying. You're kind
about 17 girlfriend?
You're kind of debunking that. So when I say that, there's probably single geezers listening thinking, well, what do you mean? Well, I'm not a great man then but to be honest, you ain't got one woman nailed down, have you?
Do you actually want to settle down with a woman?
I do, yeah. But I'm also happy within my own space and my own company and my life. My life's ridiculous, man.
No, do you think you could actually settle down? Like if you, even if you met the most amazing, do you think you could do it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Well, listen, ladies listening in, like, this man's a catch.
No, he don't need that.
I've got some fan questions here, Wayne, I need
go
to
on,
ask you.
Ask me.
Liam from Manchester asks, do you ever wear Speedos?
Absolutely never.
Why not?
That's bullshit.
I just don't look good in Speedos, bro.
You do.
I don't know.
I bet you look great in them. Carolyn from West London asks, are you still single? I've given up on love, so do you fancy a quickie one afternoon?
That's not my bag, bro.
She sounds desperate, man.
No, she's trying to look.
But Carolyn, sorry. Come out, have a little chat with me. We'll see.
The pivotal word that Caroline used in the question, Carolyn, was love. And I want to nail down into that and I want to say, have you ever been in love, Wayne? Do you fall in love easily?
I have. No, very difficult.
Really?
Takes at least a week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm bad, yeah.
Yeah, and then you get heartbroken.
Only once in my life.
Reverse cowboy.
Is it true that you were possibly going to be a more talented footballer, but you couldn't be bothered?
I'll tell you a story. Yeah. This is true. Gary wrote in his own first book that I have more skill in my little toe than he has in his whole body.
At shagging or...
No, we're talking about football now.
But if we're talking football, and I'm a football expert...
Go on.
Somehow, fuck knows that, but I am. What he had was that the undefinable that...
Listen, I'm not here to talk about Gary, but I know the reason why he did what he did. He was the quickest man on the planet over 1 second.
He did have big legs, big fire. Yeah. How are your legs? Because
my legs are all right, you know. Get a bit of hamstring problem at 60, but no, my legs are all right. They're still going.
The old like Instagram syndrome, wheelchair legs, just good from the waist up.
Put it this way, that's why I won't wear Speedos.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Can I just take 1 minute to shock the world? I've never been to Ibiza.
What?
Never been.
And you have the audacity to ask me.
I'll tell you why. It's a very long story, which I'm going to cut very short. But I am... It's a really strange law they've got me on here. I'm banned from the Balearic Islands. Just the islands. Which is like... Believe it or not...
Speaking to the king, he'll get you off.
This cost me a fucking fortune. This is why I asked you if you had the mayor on side. Because it cost me a fortune to find out why and how. But in the end, they have actually got me... it's like an early 1900s bylaw or something where they can ban people from the islands on like a piracy fucking thing.
So you're
it's
a
because
pirate.
They didn't nick me on the mainland. What happened was I was in between, they couldn't pin it to any one place. It's like a maritime law. So it doesn't apply to the mainland and it doesn't apply to any particular island. It applies to all of them. So I can't go to any of them, believe it, one.
But what did you do wrong?
Oh, it was, I was at the time, oh, fucking hell. Right, so, yeah, okay. So I was living in Morocco at the time.
I think I can guess the rest.
Right, and yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, unfortunately, my powers do not stretch that far.
But what is it now, 2022? So in 10 years' time, I can. I'm not going to even bother risking it now, because apparently...
Shall I book your table now?
Do I have a last round?
Hablo, claro.
Sí. ¿Por qué?
¿Qué piensa?
¿Por qué? ¿O más?
¿Tú hablas o no? ¿Sí? ¿O tú no tienes no puta idea?
Mi historia en el colegio.
Hombre,
en...
impresionante.
Niente.
Estoy muy impresionante.
We're talking about you, mate. We're saying how nice you look with a little rat's tail.
Hey, mira, qué feo este chico, eh. Qué feo, qué feo.
Qué feo, papi.
Cabrón.
Esta te entiendo.
Hijo de puta.
De puta. De mushi, mushi, mushi.
This is sexual assault.
Reverse cowboy.
If you were the prime minister, would you use nuclear weapons?
Absolutely not.
Oh, there you go. Wayne Lineker, pacifist.
There's only one ruler, mate.
Child ministers.
What about them?
Like, fucking nuke them.
You can't nuke one person.
I'm on about tourist rules. I would make it compulsory for people to visit Ibiza at least 1 week per year. Compulsory.
Everyone.
How are you going to enforce it?
I'd raise the taxes for people that didn't abide by it, and I'd lower the taxes for people that did.
So I'll be fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked.
No, you can pay more tax, mate. Can I come next summer and have a session with you?
Let's get smashed.
I've got a final section. It's called Regrets. I've had a few. Got any regrets, Wayne?
Have I got any regrets?
If you want some thinking time, I can do mine. What, Vom, have you got any regrets?
Yeah, all the time I'm doing things I wish I hadn't done, but no, that's part of learning, isn't
it? I've got
it?
Some business regrets, but...
No character failures, no?
That's a daily basis, bro.
I've got a couple of heavy ones.
In this world, you learn by your mistakes, and the more they cost you, whether that's money or your persona, then the quicker you learn.
Yeah, because they get you in the next life when you're reborn and you come back as a...
No! No.
In the circle of life, and the wheel of fortune.
Not bad, that.
Right, wait, what's your go-to karaoke number?
It would be the only song in the possible for me to sing, which is A Wonderful World. I see skies blue, red roses too. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Wayne Lineker, people, thank you very much for entertaining us and having
cheers,
us.
Boys. And if you ever want to come on again, grazie, Chajin, arrivederci, Chajin.
What a great couple of boys.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.